how are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back to
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, we are on the air because we care. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America, your radio avenger. And tonight, on this Wednesday night, we have an interesting program as always. First of all, we are going to have an update on the situation at the border and what is going on now with the Minuteman Project and the continuing, if you will, escalation, if anything, of the illegal invasion into the United States on the part of drug dealers, dope pushers, and others who are coming across the border. And with me again tonight will be, for a little bit, will be John Clark, who is a videographer, also with Americans for Immigration Control. And as you know, he's no stranger to this program. He's been giving us almost a weekly update on the situation. Now, I understand there are like four states involved, and the numbers of Minutemen have increased to a pretty high level. Hello, John Clark. Are you there?
How are you doing, Rick?
Good. I'm here. And you heard my introductory remarks. Of course, we have not been seeing the kind of coverage from the media that Michael Jackson and others are getting, of course, for understandable reasons. But nonetheless, there is this continuing situation at the border, and things are in a dynamic, aren't they?
Yes. Right now, the Minuteman Project has literally dried up the illegal invasion and the drug invasion across a 23-mile stretch of the border between Douglas, Arizona, and also the Huachuca Mountains. They've done something that the Border Patrol hasn't been able to do for years, and that is stop this illegal alien traffic. Now, the individual Border Patrol agents are really not at fault. It's a hierarchy coming right down from the White House. They want to do the job. They are really grateful. The individual agents are really grateful that these patriots going down the border really risking their lives, not just because of the drug smugglers carrying AK-47s, but also rattlesnakes are out there at night. And it's a very dangerous situation. And they shouldn't even be out there doing that. Our government should be doing it. We pay taxes for our government to protect this country. That is really the only reason for the federal government is to protect this. And they're doing a miserable job, as with 911. And look at Condoleezza Rice. She's moved right up the ladder, and she was in charge of all that. And she has the audacity to call these patriots vigilantes, and the same with the President of the United States. I think they're probably singing a different tune now because Hannity and other people have been down the border. Lou Dobbs and others have been down there saying, you know, these people are really patriots. Congressman Tom Tancredo came down April 1st, the first meeting, and said that each one of you represent thousands, if not millions, of Americans who run our border enforced. Now, before I go any further, I hope your listeners will call Governor Schwarzenegger in California.
Yes.
I can give you his
number. All right, stay where you are. All right, John Clark, because we're going to take our first break, and we'll pursue this right after the break. Stay where you are. John Clark, and at the border, Americans for Immigration Control. We'll be right back with yours truly, Rick Adams. Join us.
Yeah. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
We are back on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams. John Clark is with us. If you want to get a quick call in, you can call at any time, 800-313-9443. John, since I talked to you last about a week and a half or so ago, how much has the situation changed besides just the effect of the presence there? I mean, are there more militia people involved now? Has it expanded to other states?
Yeah, well, they're not militia.
You know, the Minutemen. I keep saying militia, but
yeah,
you know, the Minutemen.
The Mexican government loves to call them militia or even vigilantes.
All right. Militia is
right
a legitimate word as far as I'm concerned. You know?
Yeah, right now... the plan is to expand to New Mexico, Texas, and California.
Right.
And just before the break, I was trying to say about Governor Schwarzenegger, he feels that a wall should be built all the way across the Mexican border.
Oh, my. Isn't that kind of him?
Yeah, now listen, if your listeners would please call this number and give Governor Schwarzenegger a thank you, tell him to keep it up. His number is 916-445-2841.
Yes,
that's Governor Schwarzenegger's number. He's finally realizing what a threat this is to have our borders open.
He's getting the message?
I think, finally, I wish you would talk to Ted Kennedy, which I think is a dead issue anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, now these are some changes that have been taking place. And as you mentioned now, the expansion of the patrolling of the borders by the Minutemen has certainly increased since this project was begun at the beginning of the month. Now, is this project going to continue into the next month and subsequently?
Okay. It's going to end at the end of April.
Right.
And the reason for that is the Border Patrol says that the Minutemen have had no effect. So
that's the official line, huh?
Yeah, they're going to put out the cameras. The Minutemen are, Chris Simcox and others, and just watch what happens once they leave. Now, right now the Minutemen have 14,000 volunteers ready to go on the line along the border, California, Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. But they're going to back away. They're going to back away from the border for a while. Mm-hmm. And what they're going to concentrate on now is Jim Gilchrist is interior enforcement, and that means going after the employers who are hiring these illegals. Now, you saw that Walmart was fined $11 million for having the janitors. The big one right now is Home Depot.
Yes.
This is the one we're focusing on, and they are in serious trouble now because a lot of their subcontractors are illegal aliens. And government can get them for the RICO Act, under the RICO Act. So they are facing serious, serious charges here, way beyond what Walmart ever faced. And this is what we really have to do. It has to be a two-pronged attack. We have to cut off the drugs, and we have to cut off the illegals at the border. And in the same token, we have to take the magnets away, which are drawing them here. And that's these corporations and businesses that are using them as slave labor, and also driving down the wages of American citizens. Now, they say these people are coming here for a better life. Well, look at the MSN-13 gang. These are illegal aliens, most of them, violent criminal organization, mostly from Central America, and they're coming up here and doing the job that our gangs won't do, and that is killing more and more people. And it's just to the point where it's ridiculous.
Now, I understand that our good friends from the American Civil Liberties Union have been actively attempting to protect these criminals and make it a dangerous situation for those who are patrolling the border, for the Minutemen.
Yeah, exactly. At night, what they've been doing. Now, initially, when I was down there, was the young kids with the Legal Observer T-shirts, the white T-shirts, and these were the ones that were setting off the alarms on the Border Patrol, on the sensors, setting off the sensors. It was not the Minutemen. The Minutemen were told where they were and to stay away from them, but it was the ACLU. But the older ACLU members came in, and they start turning their lights on at night, shining them on the Minutemen so they could be identified from the other side of the border. Now, this is simply outrageous. And the other thing that they've been doing is they've gone up to Minutemen speaking Spanish, posing as the illegal aliens. I hope nobody in your listening audience thinks that for one minute that the ACLU is a legitimate organization. This organization is anti-American, and they're trying to pose as a conservative organization now, which is absolutely ludicrous.
Well, you know, we know they're funded by a lot of communist organizations. We know they've been working for the goal of socialization and Marxism in America. So that's no surprise. They're doing what they were set up to do, essentially, and that's exactly the role they're fulfilling.
And
however, you know, now it's coming to a situation where they're deliberately taking actions that can endanger the lives of Americans who are trying to protect America from those invading it. Now, this steps over the line, as you've said.
Well, the reason for this is that when the Minutemen went down there, I thought this might be a flashpoint because it's going to expose them. I've told Chris Simcox and others down there, you really need to extend this Minutemen project beyond 1 month because after 1 month, it's going to be back to business as usual.
But we're going to need a rotation of troops, though, aren't we?
You need rotation because there's so much money involved. I know of customs agents down there that have been busted making $60,000 a month from the drug cartels. There's a public official down there who is known as the cocaine man. Customs officials told me there was a U.S. senator going down spending time at a drug kingpin's house.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He made anywhere from $15 to $20 million. He went into the Senate with very little money. Comes out $15 to $20 million richer. Mm. I mean, this is really obscene. And like I said, what they're doing, the Minutemen, is forcing their hand. It's forcing Mexico's hand. And if they continue for 6 months, they're going to get desperate, and they're going to force their hand more and more, exactly what the ACLU is doing down there, and really putting these. There are women down there on the border, women at night, which is very dangerous. You know, they asked me, a few of them said, do you think it's safe? I said, well, don't light any fires like they tell you, because you're going to be a target. Mm-hmm. They would not hesitate to fire upon you.
Now, so far, there have been no casualties or anyone really harmed.
No, but like I said, if it continues, though, they will start getting desperate. What the Minutemen have done is forced them to go east and west. They've gone west of the Huachuca Mountains, and they've gone east of Douglas, Arizona, and into New Mexico. But these people are really in danger, and to have the ACO go down there and say that, you know, shine their lights on them at night, and do all these horrendous things. It's just unforgivable.
How many ACLUers and ACLU fellow travelers would you estimate are there?
Well, when I was down there on the 23-mile stretch that I saw, for every Minuteman, there were probably three legal observers. That's the T-shirt, the ACLU. And that was probably a 3-to-1 at that time. And on that stretch, about every quarter of a mile, there was Minutemen. So in a 23-mile stretch, maybe 200 or 300 of them.
Now, we have the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, lecturing Vladimir Putin on how to behave in the world arena. The same woman is calling you names, and Americans' names, who are protecting us and doing everything they can to draw attention to the fact that the United States government has deliberately allowed and promoted this illegal invasion, and yet it doesn't seem to faze this administration in its arrogance, you know, and its continuing war, if you will, overseas, the assigning of our troops to be world policemen while at the same time not policing our borders. And yet you've been drawing attention to this. Arnold Schwarzenegger, now governor of California, jumping on the bandwagon. This could very well snowball, and if it doesn't, we're in big trouble, obviously.
Yeah, we're seeing some progress. We're having an event next week at Lafayette Park across from the White House. It's called Hold Their Feet to the Fire. Roger Hedgecock, John and Ken, and numerous other radio hosts are going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge rally at Lafayette Park, anywhere near Washington, D.C. on the 25th. They should come out and support this event. It's 9 a.m. to noon, like I said, Lafayette Park, right across from the White House.
Right, right, right. And now hopefully there will not be a total media blackout on this.
Well, I've talked to CNN. They said they would be there. But the only reason why the media shows up is anytime they expect any type of confrontation.
Mm-hmm.
When I was in Tombstone, I've never seen so much media from everywhere, all over the world. And they were there.
That started to dissipate, though, didn't it, huh?
Yes. Well, when they saw that the Minutemen were not these wild, crazy, you know, vigilantes, as Conda Sleazy Rice would call them, and our own president. So.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no excitement, what they consider excitement, they walk away. And they expected. And you know, it's really interesting. I watched the Mexican media and focused their cameras on any of the Minutemen that were carrying sidearms. That's where they put the camera. And I said, why are you focusing on these guns that they're carrying? I said, they're protecting themselves from these drug smugglers. And I said, they said, well, we don't allow guns in Mexico. I says, that's because you're bringing them all into this country.
Mm-hmm.
These drug smugglers are carrying AK-47s, which is a felony in this country, but they're coming right across the border, bringing them into this country. And these people, it's outrageous.
It is. It's absolutely insane. All right, you stay where you are, John, because we're going to be taking a break in a moment. And we encourage people to get on, if you'd like to, now, before we reach the end of the half hour, to get online. 800-313-9443 is the number here at Republic Broadcasting Network, reaching out to you. That's 800-313-9443. If you have a quick question or a comment on the illegal invasion of the United States at the alleged border. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. We'll be right back.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great-tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today 1-877-605-9200 and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
All right. Well, well. Thank you for that comment, Rod Taylor. All right. Hey, Rick Adams here reminding you, you can live pain-free now and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery. It's called InflaEase. It actually eliminates that inflammation that will cause arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. Why suffer? You don't have to anymore. To order this amazing product, call my friend Dr. Cass Ingram. Toll free, 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Do it right away. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And please remember to mention you heard it here on Rick Adams on Republic Broadcasting Network. All right, now, we're back again on the program, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, and I want to mention a couple of things, John. First of all, that vote in the Senate yesterday on the 500,000 farm workers and their families, what happened in that legislation, and tell us a little bit about what it means.
Well, it is a great victory for us. Larry Craig and Ted Kennedy are the ones that were pushing that, along with Senator Mikulski, and I think you know what she is, over one over in Maryland.
Yes.
They've been pushing for this, and, you know, these are what we call RINOs, Republican in name only. And, well, most of the Senate is too far gone anyway. I mean, they want the Senator Hagel from Nebraska, Chris Cannon, you know, all these so-called Republicans are bowing down to what George Bush wants, and that is what the cheap labor. This ag program is just ridiculous. You know, they're saying that they're these poor little migrants are taking jobs that Americans won't do. That's absolute nonsense.
Yeah, it's false. It's totally false.
All they're doing is working for a cheaper wage, and they can do that because the American taxpayers are paying for their medical, and now they want in-state tuition. You know, this driver's license for illegals is absolutely ridiculous. I was just talking to a fellow here in Florida where he was severely injured. He was hit head-on, three illegals. His hospital bills were $300,000. He got no help. They ran back to Mexico.
You know, this has been a problem, too, because an increasing problem. It didn't just start yesterday. It's been going on with these truckers that are hired, and many of them are illegal aliens.
Illegal. Go drive.
What happens is, and I know a family in particular that was, well, their whole car was destroyed. They were lucky to live. The wife, however, was crippled when hit from behind by a tractor-trailer truck. Now, this guy, of course, was an illegal alien, and the company he was working for folded up and went out of business. So they tried to go after the manufacturer of the car because there was a problem with the seats collapsing and endangerment there. However, here's another example where you are totally unprotected by the government of the United States, which could care less about the border, could care less about your safety while pretending they're defending us overseas. I mean, it's preposterous, John.
Yeah, it is just really amazing that we're paying taxes for the takeover of this country as a third world country. They did the same thing in Venezuela, and they're doing the same thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And if people don't wake up, I guarantee you this will not be the United States of America as we know it within 5 to 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, you have been videoing what's been going on in this invasion at the border and how the Minutemen have been countering. Now, let me ask you, when is your video going to be prepared and offered?
It should be on about 3 or 4 months. I'm going to be filming this event in Washington, D.C., and also I'm going to be filming legislators around the country, Robert Vasquez, county commissioner in in Idaho, who has issued a declaration stating the emergency declaration that it's an armed and unarmed invasion by illegals from Mexico. American people out there listening, please wake up. This is not a joke. This is not a drill. This is for real. That's why all these Americans down there are putting their lives on the line for you to protect this country, because your government is not doing it.
Now, what is the other way, besides calling the governor of California, anyone who would like to volunteer?
Yes, they can
like to get involved. What's the best number to call?
Yeah, they can call Chris Simcox at 520-457-3008.
Right. Okay. Now, also, Governor Schwarzenegger's number, obviously, again, we'll give it right now, 916-445-2841, and the governor needs a lot of encouragement, obviously.
Yes, he does, because he's already being attacked, and, you know, really call him and encourage him to say, look, yes, close the border, put the National Guard on the border, put the military on the border. That's the only thing that's going to stop these people. Here we have 500 to 1,000 Minutemen who stopped traffic cold.
Yeah.
Just absolutely stopped it cold.
Just
so
the beginning, John Clark, just the beginning. I think we're going to make a big difference here, I know, on this program, and Lou Dobbs and all the rest. We're finally jumping on the bandwagon, and let's see if we can do something.
Yes, I'm seeing some progress thanks to shows like yours and, like you said, Lou Dobbs and others.
Oh, absolutely. We're all working together. John Clark, thanks for being with me tonight. We'll do it again next week.
Okay, Rick.
Okay, thank you again. John Clark, again, from Americans for Immigration Control. We'll be back on the other side with Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Nighttime Ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Yes, he is, and I am he, and we are here right now on Republic Broadcasting, RBNLive.com, a number of stations across America, and those of you who listen to us, getting a lot of good feedback. We're improving things. We're getting ready to improve the technical quality of the program so that you won't listen to me like I'm on a phone, which I'm on now, but on a special digital line. So that's coming in this weekend and next week, and we should be in business very soon. So we hope that we'll sound a lot better for you and a lot richer and a lot clearer. That's important. That is important, ladies and gentlemen. Our toll-free number, 800-313-9443, is the number. And let us go to Jim from the Ocean State, Rhode Island. Hello, Jim. How are you doing tonight, Rick? I'm doing well, sir. Thank you. Picking up on the last discussion, are you?
Yeah, I picked up on the immigration thing and a report about the Minutemen. I've been getting a lot of reports on the Internet on that, and it looks like, in spite of all the criticism, that they have succeeded in showing up the fact that we actually are being invaded. I don't call it immigration whatsoever.
It's not an immigration issue. It's an invasion issue.
No, and that's Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution protects us from invasion. So they're no longer... I had an item I wanted to put out over the air, right?
Sure.
I think I got this off Rents, where they had, off the Jeff Rents, www.rents.org.
Yes.
They linked over to the Border Patrol Union, right? They have a website, www.local2544.org, right? Now,
okay.
They have several items posted on there. They have a supportive statement about the Minutemen, right? They also are involved with trying to get body armor for themselves since they're virtually in a war zone. But the one I really liked was they called on Presidente Fox down in Mexico to order his subordinate, George Bush, to get his border in order.
I know it. It's amazing, isn't it, huh?
Yeah, they have a couple of link-offs off that site as well. One goes to FAIR, the Federation of American Immigration Reform,
uh-huh.
Another to American Patrol, which both will give you up-to-date information on the border situation.
Yeah. The fact is the mainstream so-called media have done their usual best to treat this like basically a non-issue, a non-story. They don't want to give it the coverage, which obviously it so readily deserves, simply because the media are globalists. They're internationalists. They don't want to protect America's borders. Look at what they did with WTO, NAFTA, CAFTA. Now we have CAFTA, and we have FTAA being considered as a treaty, a new one, to open up more veins of corruption and more internationalization of this area. So it's obvious the media have deliberately tried to downplay this issue, and the only thing they were interested in was a clash, was an explosion of violence, so they could discredit the Minutemen. So that didn't happen, and they were disappointed. I have no doubt about that at all.
Oh, I got some information a while back. A guy named Robert Locke, I'm trying to think if he writes for V-Dare or American Renaissance.
Yes.
But he did some stuff on the immigration, on the National Lawyers Guild, immigration,
which
project
was cited by the United States Congress as a communist front, the legal bulwark of the Communist Party, by the way.
Without question.
Yes.
And what he was saying is that idea of legal observers is an activity of the National Lawyers Guild.
Yes.
And very often the people are either National Lawyers Guild members or associates and supporters, fellow travelers. You know what how the operation works. So they don't have to be a card-carrying member of any particular group.
No, no. It's not the card carriers. It's the fellow travelers and those that do their dirty work for them.
Well, one thing's for sure. They're not supporting principles of American government, our rule of law, of individual rights, and our borders, security, and sovereignty whatsoever.
What it is, Jim, I like to use this analogy of a home that is under attack from termites and parasites. And what happens is you allow a few to get in, and what happens? They begin to multiply. And while you're looking outside and you're looking up at the attic, they're taking down the foundation. And that's exactly what these termites of the ACLU, the National Lawyers Guild, and other Communist Front organizations are doing. They are working to destroy America from within. There's no question about it. You can see it. They're not defending American liberties. They're not defending our Constitution. They're part of the entourage of the attack.
They certainly are. I have researched plenty of material on the ACLU, and they are, I consider them, a legal arm of international socialist revolution.
No
All
question.
The way back to that founding by Roger Baldwin.
Yes.
And they had a couple of members of the Central Committee of the Communist Party, William Z. Foster and Ellen Gurley Flynn.
Yes.
Way back in the late teens and early 20s, the 20th century.
Yes.
So they've been consistent right along. There's nothing new about
this.
And
it's very interesting, by the way, to observe there's an interlocking relationship between the ACLU board and the board of the Council on Foreign Relations, this very uppity group of influential policymakers that has been responsible for America's foreign and domestic policy blunders since World War I. It's interesting. Colonel Edward Mandel House with the Council on Foreign Relations, and you look at the relationship of people like Ms. Stroessner, who is with the policy board of the, I believe, the executive director of the ACLU, and also has membership in the Council on Foreign Relations. So there is this relationship between the political elite and the wealthy organizations that are destroying America and these so-called champions of the poor. Doesn't that strike you as very odd?
Well, I could give you a quote from a 20th century writer. He said that the point of a lot of these advocates was to advocate for the oppressed in order to gain power for themselves. In other words, they set themselves up as the representative or the enabler for so-called people that can't help themselves. But their true objective is to use those people as a vehicle for their own power.
Well, that's a classic example of that was FDR, Fraudulent Deficit Roosevelt. He was championed as the leader of the underclass, leader of the oppressed, when in fact nothing could be further from the truth. The people that put him in power were the political and economic elite of his time, the very wealthy totalitarian billionaire socialist bankers that ushered him in to create a new socialist empire from the depression they created, and then to bring us to another war that would help destroy, if you will, freedom across the globe. And so this is exactly what they had in mind. Roosevelt was no traitor to his class. He was no champion of the poor. Try to tell that to some average Joe Blow, who, you know, has his six-pack in front of him and sees all these so-called documentaries on Roosevelt and reads these books and doesn't know a thing about what really happened in the 1930s and 40s.
Well, all you have to do to find proof of that is for a working guy to take a look at his paycheck and look at the deductions and the Social Security deductions and the income tax deductions. They have gotten now to where they almost equal people's pay. They're up on, 35%, 40%, and 45% takeout.
And the system was bankrupt from the beginning in principle. It is now bankrupting employers and employees with no real actuarial promise to pay. People don't understand. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a transfer scheme. And unfortunately, most Americans don't realize this con game cannot go on forever. Well, thank you, Jim, for your great call, as usual. We'll be talking with you again. Thank you. All right, 800-313-9443 is our number, 800-313-9443. You know, I brought to your attention a couple of nights ago the planned broadcasting by C-SPAN of Professor David Raymond Griffin's speech, lecture, if you will, University of Wisconsin at Madison, University of Madison, Wisconsin, whichever. And, of course, it had to do with 9/11 and the cover-up, the omissions and distortions of the so-called commission that was formed by Bush and company. Well, guess what? Guess what, ladies and gentlemen? I am told that program has been canceled. The government ordered C-SPAN to pull the plug. Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that fascinating? How did I suspect that might be the case? My goodness, I'm scratching my wooden head here and asking that question. How? You don't think that George Bush would have anything to do with that. Now, you don't think he would deny a fair assessment of 9/11 and what really took place on that fateful day, do you? Do you? I don't think you'd believe that, would you now? George Bush would never do that. Your federal government would never attempt to censor, would it? C-SPAN is the government-run channel. Congressman. Now, Professor Griffin has done, a yeoman job to the extent that he has written about 9/11. And he's beginning to make some waves. Others are also. Now, I know in this week's New American publication, the lead story has to do with debunking conspiracy theories about 9/11. Now, they've come out with some pretty interesting articles. I don't agree with all of it, but I will say that they are talking about the whole business of conspiracy theories and those that have put out theories concerning the Pentagon, Flight 77, those who have put out various and sundry theories that we've talked about in the weeks that have now passed. This is a publication of the John Birch Society. And, of course, they've mentioned people like David von Kleist and others who have put out theories that cannot be substantiated. Well, we won't get into that tonight. That'll be for another night. But my good friend, one of them has to do with the issue of detonations, explosions, and that's General Ben Parton. I'm sure will come on the program to talk to us because he was interviewed in the magazine article. For those of you who have been familiar with The New American, you can go online, newamerican.com, and you can read excerpts or the whole article actually for yourself. But anyway, be that as it may, 9/11 will not go away, will it? The 9/11 cover-up by not only this administration, but by the so-called investigative media, who have distinguished themselves as nothing but total muckrakers, total frauds, continues to be a story on the minds of many Americans. No, not all Americans. Not the pretzel and popcorn Americans, but thinking Americans. It won't go away on this program either, I promise you that. So that's something I wanted to bring to your attention, ladies and gentlemen. We were talking about the Minutemen stopping hundreds of border jumpers and drug runners with our guest, John Clark. And that's important because, as James Tucker Jr. has written in this week's American Free Press, hundreds of illegal aliens are holed up in the canyons of the Coronado National Memorial at Sierra Vista, Arizona, 6 miles north of the Mexican border, unable to meet their smugglers because of continuing patrols by Minutemen Project volunteers. Cindy Kolb, who has lived there for 6 years, told a Washington newspaper that she saw about 300 illegal aliens huddled in the brush near her own home, waiting to come down the wide brush-covered washes that cross State Highway 92 to be picked up in vehicles headed north. You just think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Mr. George Bush pointing his finger across the globe, and Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, doing the same. While we know what's really going on, America's being sold down the river of no return right at our own border. They're doing it in your face, spitting in your face, and we are putting up with it. But we're making some progress here and there, and we are indeed fighting back. But you know what we need? We need, and I like Artie Wheeler, who'll be with us Friday night. I like his suggestion of the treason trials, followed by an all-night firing squad. Rather strong language, I know. But you know something? Our founding fathers, if they could come back today from the grave and see what we have done, to see what we have allowed, they would be so angry, they would do the same. They would do the same. No questions about it. They would hang their heads in remorseful shame, saying, "What did we give you that you did not keep?" A republic, madam, if you could keep it. Well, that issue continues to haunt America. We're going to be doing a program on the FTAA, the Free Trade Area of the Americas, in the days to come. And we'll be talking with some opponents of it and why it should be opposed. You can live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. If you haven't ordered yet, pick up the phone, give them a call, toll free at 800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation, and you tell them that you heard it right here on Rick Adams' program, Uncensored Radio, Free America. All right. When we come back, more discussion. Air Force cadets cite anti-Semitism. Interesting article here. And we'll be talking about that and other tidbits in the news tonight, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. Don't forget, if you want to get a call in, the number is toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's all you have to do. Dial that number, and our producer, Paul, will put you right on the program. 800-313-9443. You're listening to Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, trying to sound the alarm of impending doom across the borders of the United States, people listening to us all over the world right now on the net. RBNLive.com, the growing network. Rick Adams, we'll be right back. You stay tuned.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Stay connected to what's happening. Public Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH, and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, we're back. Uncensored Radio Free America, Rick Adams. Before the break, reading a few headlines from the various media sources, AP, UPI, all sorts of so-called media sources. And here's one that caught my eye. The Air Force Academy in Colorado is scrambling to address complaints that evangelical Christians wield so much influence that religious harassment has become pervasive. There have been 55 complaints now of religious discrimination at the academy in the past 4 years, including cases in which a Jewish cadet was told that the Holocaust was revenge for the death of Jesus, and another was called a Christ killer by a fellow cadet. The 4,300-student school recently started requiring staff members and cadets, you guessed it, to take a 50-minute religious tolerance class. My goodness. My goodness. Will they all have to visit the Holocaust Museum, too? Or will they have to make a contribution? I wonder. It's a one-way street, isn't it? Sure is. I don't know if I have time to actually sing this song. You know, I'm not a professional singer, but we have a song here about George Bush, and I think I'm going to save it for tomorrow night. It's to the tune of the Beverly Hillbillies. Those of you over 20, 24, you remember the Beverly Hillbillies when it was aired live, or should I say then, on CBS television in the 1960s and early 70s. Well, of course, you can see them on DVD today and video, and, of course, in reruns. Well, anyway, the Beverly Hillbillies song, or the theme, is the basic background for the song about the Kenny Bunkport Hillbilly, meaning George W. Bush. We'll save that for another broadcast. I think you'll find it quite amusing, by the way, and informative as well. This is the state of affairs that America has been reduced to. It has been reduced to the state of decadent Rome in the last days. And, of course, we see the selection of the new pope now, Cardinal Ratzinger. We see this new Benedictine pope. And what will come from this, it's going to be interesting. We have some guests coming up who will talk about it from their own perspectives, various perspectives on the papacy and what it means for the world. Very, very interesting times that we live in. Don't miss it. And, of course, we also have some very interesting guests on various subjects coming up, too. Welcoming your participation each and every day on this broadcast, Uncensored Radio Free America. We're trying to wake up the nation to what is coming and what is already taking place in our own land. And I know that many of you out there believe in everything I say, and that's fine. You don't have to believe in everything I say. Look it up for yourselves, but act upon it. That's the important thing. All right. We're just about ready to wrap up tonight, and we'll be back again tomorrow night live, 9 to 10 Central Time. I'm Rick Adams for Uncensored Radio Free America. Good night.
The Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.